interview with Chepal Sherpa by Pankhuri Zaheer.
Please introduce yourself. Where do you come from? What are you studying? And when did you come to the university?
My name is Chepal Sherpa. I am from Darjeeling, West Bengal, India. I came to JNU in 2011 to do my master's, and I finished my master's in 2013. And after that, from 13 to till now, I have been doing my MPhil and PhD in the same institution, JNU.
Are you part of any organization on campus?
Yeah, BASO, Bhagat Singh Ambedkar Students Organization.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about who's at home.
My mom and dad. That's it. Yeah.
To what extent were you involved, you and your organization involved in the movement? Were you there from the beginning?
Yeah, from the beginning and still today we are part of it.
So, I'm just for clarity's sake, I'm talking about the Justice for Najib movement. So, what was the starting point? What was the trigger event that happened right at the beginning?
Basically, Najib went missing, quote unquote missing, on 14th, I think, 16th October, and that's what we got to hear. That day, 16th October, we got to got this information that someone from the campus has disappeared, is missing, and the reasons were that he was assaulted the day before in Mai Mandavi Hostel. And assaulted particularly by students belonging to the right-wing organization, the student wing which has government in the center, the regime right now. So they were involved, and we went to the hostel where from he disappeared. It's called Mai Mandavi Hostel. So that's the place where Najib disappeared. And the day before he was beaten up there. That's how it began.
Have there been skirmishes or confrontations with ABBP earlier, like before this incident on this campus?
Yeah, a lot of skirmishes, and ABBP is known for their hooliganism and beating up students belonging to left organizations and Ambedkarite organizations. So it's a norm. Their politics stands on that.
Okay. What were the main demands of the movement? I mean, both to the police and to the university administration.
Yeah, basically first demand was that Najib, the investigation should start and Najib should be brought back. Bring back Najib. That was the first. Second was that the university administration should file a complaint, formal complaint, to the police station about the disappearance of Najib and whereabouts of Najib. And third, bring those people to justice who were involved in assaulting Najib.
Okay. Would you say there were any leaders of the movement?
Leaders, as in the union, JNUSU was in the leadership, formally in the leadership, and other organizations were assisting the JNUSU.
Okay. And who were the people participating in these in the movement? Were they primarily students of JNU?
Primarily students of JNU and also teachers.
What about when the protests went outside the campus? Was it still students?
Yeah, it was students.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about some specific memories or events that you can think about.
I think the Gherao, which happened in the ad block.
Just explain Gherao a little bit.
Gherao is basically where students go and peacefully protest outside the offices of the institution. And not let the administrative heads go outside until their demands are met.
Okay.
So the demand were these only, which I earlier mentioned. And students in JNU, primarily they don't rely on this kind of a so-called, like, you know, undemocratic, militant form of protest mode. But this was for the first time I saw in JNU that it took a militant turn, and students spontaneously, without any call from the organizations or leadership, the JNUSU, that they went and and blocked the administration and kept the vice chancellor and the university administration officials inside the administration for inside the block, like the building, literally physically for almost 24 hours.
How did that come to an end then? What happened?
So actually it was not the students but the unfortunately it was the union leadership which went and negotiated without discussing with the students. And they negotiated with the administration and without any fruitful measure they let the administration, the people who were inside let go.
Okay.
So that was very unfortunate.
Thank you.